2022年河北省初中毕业生升学文化课考试英语自主检测七，听力部分。第一题，听句子，选出句子中所包含的信息。下面你将听到五个句子，每个句子读两遍。请你听完句子的第二遍朗读后，从各小题所给出的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出包含所听信息的选项。
Number one, I'd like to invite Cindy to dinner.
I'd like to invite Cindy to dinner.
Number two, please pass me a piece of paper.
Please pass me a piece of paper.
Number three, we need to wait in line at the bus stop.
We need to wait in line at the bus stop.
Number four, he is a very famous pianist in China.
He is a very famous pianist in China.
Number five, the teacher went to the classroom with a book.
The teacher went to the classroom with a book.
Number two, 听句子，选出该句的最佳答语。下面你将听到五个句子，每个句子读两遍。请你听完句子的第二遍朗读后，从各小题所给出的 A、B、C 三个选项中，选出该句的最佳答语。
Number six, excuse me, could you help me put up the picture?
Excuse me, could you help me put up the picture?
Number seven. Hello, who is that speaking?
Hello, who is that speaking?
Number eight. This is my new friend, Lisa.
This is my new friend, Lisa.
Number nine, may I ask you a question about the project?
May I ask you a question about the project?
Number ten, why don't we go for a walk this evening?
Why don't we go for a walk this evening?
第三题，听对话和问题，选择正确答案。下面你将听到五组对话和八个问题，每组对话和问题读两遍。请你听完对话和问题的第二遍朗读后，从各小题所给出的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出正确答案。请听第一组对话，回答第十一题。
Mary, would you like to have lunch with me?
Sure. What do you like to have?
I like noodles with beef. What about you?
I prefer rice and eggs. They are good for my health.
Mary, would you like to have lunch with me?
Sure. What do you like to have?
I like noodles with beef. What about you?
I prefer rice and eggs. They are good for my health.
Question number 11. What does Mary like?
What does Mary like?
Molly, what do you want to be in the future?
I hope to be a doctor because I want to save patients.
By the way, what does your brother Mark want to be?
He wants to be a policeman.
Molly, what do you want to be in the future?
I hope to be a doctor because I want to save patients.
By the way, what does your brother Mark want to be?
He wants to be a policeman.
Question number 12. What does Mark want to be in the future?
What does Mark want to be in the future?
What time is the concert?
It's 6:30. When do you want to go?
Let's go 30 minutes earlier.
That's okay.
What time is the concert?
It's 6:30. When do you want to go?
Let's go 30 minutes earlier.
That's okay.
Question number 13. When will the speakers go to the concert?
When will the speakers go to the concert?
请听第四组对话。 回答第14、15题。
Hello, Sandy. What are you going to do this evening?
I have to study for the math exam, and I also have some chemistry and physics homework to do.
You look really nervous now.
Yes, this is my first term I got into this school, so the exam is very important.
Don't worry. I'm sure you can pass it.
I hope so, but I'm too nervous to pay attention to my study.
You should do something to relax yourself, such as having a good rest or listening to music.
I'll have a try. Thank you for your advice.
Hello, Sandy. What are you going to do this evening?
I have to study for the math exam. And I also have some chemistry and physics homework to do.
You look really nervous now.
Yes, this is my first term I got into this school, so the exam is very important.
Don't worry, I'm sure you can pass it.
I hope so, but I'm too nervous to pay attention to my study.
You should do something to relax yourself, such as having a good rest or listening to music.
I'll have a try. Thank you for your advice.
Question number 14. Which exam is Sandy going to take?
Which exam is Sandy going to take?
15. What's the boy's suggestion for Sandy?
What's the boy's suggestion for Sandy?
请听第五组对话，回答第16至18题。
Good afternoon. Welcome to Mr. Black's clothes store. Can I help you?
Yes, please. The green sweater looks very nice. I want to try it on.
Okay, please follow me.
By the way, I want to know how much the sweater is.
$15.
Okay. Do you sell bags? I also want to buy a bag for my daughter.
Sorry, we don't. Good afternoon. Welcome to Mr. Black's clothes store. Can I help you?
Yes, please. The green sweater looks very nice. I want to try it on.
Okay. Please follow me.
By the way, I want to know how much the sweater is.
$15.
Okay. Do you sell bags? I also want to buy a bag for my daughter.
Sorry, we don't. Question number 16. What color is the sweater?
What color is the sweater?
Question number 17. How much is the sweater?
How much is the sweater?
Question number 18. Who does the woman want to buy a bag for?
Who does the woman want to buy a bag for?
第四题，听短文和问题，选择正确答案。下面你将听到两篇短文和七个问题。短文和问题读两遍，请你听完短文和问题的第二遍朗读后，根据所听内容，从各小题所给出的A、B、 C 三个选项中选出正确答案。请听第一篇短文，回答第19至21题。Attention,
please. I have exciting news to tell you today. Our yearly short story competition for teenagers has begun. The traditional subjects, friendship, and hobbies are still choices, but this year we have a new subject, travel. Each story should be fewer than 200 words. You can send your stories to the organizer, Mr. Smith, in room 208. There is an amazing prize for you. The best story will be printed in the magazine New Writers. Don't forget to hand in your stories before March 30th, and the result will be given on April 14th. For more information, please visit our school's website.
Attention, please. I have exciting news to tell you today. Our yearly short story competition for teenagers has begun. The traditional subjects, friendship, and hobbies are still choices, but this year we have a new subject, travel. Each story should be fewer than 200 words. You can send your stories to the organizer, Mr. Smith, in room 208. There is an amazing prize for you. The best story will be printed in the magazine New Writers. Don't forget to hand in your stories before March 30th, and the result will be given on April 14th. For more information, please visit our school's website.
Question number 19. How many subjects are there for the competition this year?
How many subjects are there for the competition this year?
Question number 20. Where is Mr. Smith's office?
Where is Mr. Smith's office?
Question number 21. When should the stories be handed in?
When should the stories be handed in?
请听第二篇短文，回答第22至25题。
You must know soccer, but have you heard of Cuju? It's a kind of ancient soccer from China. It's recorded that Cuju appeared during the spring and autumn period, but it developed quickly in the Han Dynasty. At that time, all the people could play it. Even the first book about it came out in the Han Dynasty. At first, people used bamboo to make Cuju. Then, with the development of technology, people began to use cloth or other things to make it. In the Tang Dynasty, the communication with other countries became deeper so that Cuju was spread to other areas. Japan is the first foreign country to learn Cuju. In ancient China, people thought Cuju could bring people health and power to fight against enemies. Until now, many people around the world play soccer for fun.
You must know soccer, but have you heard of Cuju? It's a kind of ancient soccer from China. It's recorded that Cuju appeared during the spring and autumn period, but it developed quickly in the Han Dynasty. At that time, all the people could play it. Even the first book about it came out in the Han Dynasty. At first, people used bamboo to make Cuju. Then, with the development of technology, people began to use cloth or other things to make it. In the Tang Dynasty, the communication with other countries became deeper so that Cuju was spread to other areas. Japan is the first foreign country to learn Cuju. In ancient China, people thought Cuju could bring people health and power to fight against enemies. Until now, many people around the world play soccer for fun.
Question number 22. When did Cuju appear in China?
When did Cuju appear in China?
Question number 23. What was used to make Cuju at first?
What was used to make Cuju at first?
Question number 24. Which foreign country is the first one to learn Cuju?
Which foreign country is the first one to learn Cuju?
Question number 25. What did ancient Chinese think of Cuju?
What did ancient Chinese think of Cuju?
第五题，听短文，填空。下面你将听到一篇短文，短文读两遍。请你听完短文的第二遍朗读后，根据短文的内容和提示，在信息表中相应的横线上填入所缺信息。
I'm Susan.Last Saturday, after finishing my homework, I wanted to relax myself, so I went to the cinema to watch Lake Changjin with my classmates. We had a good time there. We arrived early to buy tickets in the front lines. When we saw the soldiers fighting against enemies in the snow, we four girls couldn't help crying silently. When the movie was over, no one would like to leave first. We were so proud to live in such a peaceful country, and I hope to watch more movies to know more about history.
I'm Susan. Last Saturday, after finishing my homework, I wanted to relax myself, so I went to the cinema to watch Lake Changjin with my classmates. We had a good time there. We arrived early to buy tickets in the front lines. When we saw the soldiers fighting against enemies in the snow, we four girls couldn't help crying silently. When the movie was over, no one would like to leave first. We were so proud to live in such a peaceful country, and I hope to watch more movies to know more about history.